listening to The Chat Room with Tony Wolfpaw.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Tony Wolfpaw for The Chat Room, and it's been a long time. It's almost like been forever since I've come to Blog Talk Radio and to do a show. There's a lot of good things going on. I just don't want to give the impression like, oh, he's getting tired of all this. No, no, no. The only thing is that I've encountered that I had to overcome a lot of things that I have, the limitations of knowledge. It's been a good thing. This has been a good school this week. And when was it? I mean, we did a show on Monday. But we stated that we were going to do something, and I had that determination to kind of like overcome the obstacle of the computer programming, which we know nothing about. But miraculously, on Monday morning when we mentioned that on WLOR that we were determined to overcome this obstacle, later on that night, I came home, and folks, I'm almost 95% with the programming of the server. What the server is going to do is that it's going to allow us to broadcast our show and to have this open channel in which we can do the show without 24/7, which is awesome, which means 7 days a week. Why is it awesome? Because we have good intent to go out and do activities. Now, the first activity that we covered was Monster Mania, thanks to Area Dunham, that we did that through Blog Talk Radio. But you saw that it has a limitation. We either do a one-hour show, we either do a two-hour show, but to cover a whole event and to stream the audio of it is something that we were not we couldn't achieve. We can't achieve. If we try, we will be interrupting the broadcasting, let's say, of the other station that we're working. So I don't want to give the impression also that we're going to be leaving Blog Talk Radio, because Blog Talk has been where we started. And but with this new server, it gives us a new station. I was trying just to get enough time to buy enough time to broadcast the special event, because I didn't want to have any limitations with it. But in order to do that, and following all the instructions and the things that, we just had to open our own station. And that's what's going to happen. That's why we're about 95% of that. So, with that being said, it's not because, okay, we're kind of like losing interest or anything like that. No, and it's not because we are going to be leaving the stations that we are already networking with. Okay, unless they want to let us go, but we're not planning on leaving. We're planning on to continue doing the chat room, and I will continue hosting the chat room. But it gives me the opportunity to go back to the things that I like to do the most. I have a background in theater, and it is something that all this thing of my interest with sound and all that started with that, okay? So being able to produce things, being able to work behind the scenes of something that we're producing is where I'm most happy. If you give me to choose, I mean, I like hosting, but I like also being behind the scenes. I also like producing. So this gives me the opportunity to present to you new talent. And not so new talent, but people that are already out there that I'll be producing their show for, and more. It's cool to say that you'll be able to listen to these shows in our own station, in our own channel, with it not interrupting the other channels that we already are working with. Isn't that cool? I mean, it's cool for me. I feel very happy with it. And it gives the opportunity to explore, and most of all, to put in the sponsors, because we had no sponsors. We pay for our own thing. And so far, it's been okay. And if I were to sponsor something, I will always look for the best thing possible. Now, this is my way of doing it. I look for the sponsors, but I am the one sponsoring them. So I like to do a lot of hands-on when it comes to producing, and it gives me the opportunity to do it again. Now the chat room, this whole thing that we're doing, is gonna go on the road, which means also that it's not just a regular online radio. It's something that people can see. And I was checking on the questions here in the chat room that they were asking me about. Rita was asking me about what's up with this of the camera. Well, we will have cameras. So, you know, we did the Gaston for the first time. We went there through Hangouts. We're just going to do make good use of those means and have an HDIP camera so that you can see with a much better view, and hopefully with a much better view. I mean, you have to have a good system on your end also to be able to log into this thing. But we're in the programming right now. 95%. What does that mean? Last week in the week of that everyone went on the spring break, all of this was supposed to be up and running. But it didn't happen that way. And of course, because it didn't happen that way, it's taken us a little bit longer. But it will happen, and that is where we're at right now. This show has links, or there's a link on a website, which is the Paranormal Magazine, the Pennsylvania Paranormal Magazine, right? Has on their website a link to this show, which will also include the link to the live version of the chat room. So the chat room, which is a Blog Talk Radio right now, is going to be a station. And we will be producing, like I said, shows for it. And the link for that, because since we're working with the magazine, it's all going to be all together. So the show is going to have a lot of content of things that you will see in the magazine. It's almost like the audio part of it. Okay, so there are a lot of people that are the contributors to the Pennsylvania Paranormal Magazine that you will hopefully see here on the chat room. So, you know, right now a chat room will be also available. Everybody hangs on and tries to log on onto Blog Talk Radio's chat room. This is still going to be a forum that we're going to use, because most of the things that we're going to have on our show is also going to be, put here. So you tell us, you know, if you like the idea or not, because most of you are people that listen to the chat room. And what's also cool, you know what's also cool, is that we're getting our license to play music. So this makes the chat room a syndicated type of radio station, which makes it even more awesome, because you know I want to be rocking the morning with some good tunes. So it's all there. We have announcements of Scarefest, and it's in audio. All of those things, all of the different commercials that people have been sending us, that are in audio form, will be played on this new station, and that's where we're at. So the Paranormal, us as a show, as the Ghost Tracker show, I'm trying to keep an eye on the chat room right now, but I have to open up another page. I'm working with three computers. Working with one is enough, but working with three is a challenge, okay? So I'm working with three computers right now, and Tony's getting much better in this. I'm sucking less and less on computer. I'm not quite, you know, safe on the safe zone, but we're getting there. We're getting there. And here I'm trying to click in. People say, hey, why don't you have better contents in your show? But, you know, we're trying. Shoot. We're talking about activities now, okay? And as part of the activities, you know that I already mentioned, Monster Mania just passed. There are others that are going to be coming up pretty soon. And one of the things that we have, oh, geez, this is the first time that I'm looking at one of the pages and it says live. Okay. It's the first time I'm seeing this page, and I've been on Blog Talk like forever right now, and pretty cool. Oh, yes. Let's try to get back to the chat room to see my friends and reconnect with all of you there. Okay. I want to say thank you to Alenka Wanayet, to a very dear, dear family. You know, she's more than friends. She's family right now from Slovenia that sent me a very beautiful gift. It's like a stone. This thing is handmade from her country. It says, in the southern Alpine region, it's 210 to 200 million years ago, layers of Dachstein limestone were formed in the shallow seas in the upper Trias period. Oh, this is like a stone put in a necklace. I'm going to wear this. You're going to see this when I start wearing my... Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you very much, Alenka. This is nice. See, this is what I like about doing the chat room. I've met so many great people, and Alenka has been a friend of mine now on Facebook for a while, and it's people that you want to see. Oh my goodness, look, I've seen more people there in the chat room. Alpha Star, Linda Jenkins here. Hey, I just came in. I'm back. Well, yes, like I was saying, now it's much better to talk when you see people. Well, actually, when I'm just seeing your names. We are 95% to getting up our server. And yes, it will have an IP. In fact, it has several IP cameras so that you will be able to take a view of us doing the show. And yes, we'll have a little setting over here, like a rock near a tree or something. That will make it more the ambiance that you want to see here. So, now talking about paranormal issues. We said that we're going to stay away and big time away from the drama. But it almost seems like paranormal, I don't quite get it. And I'll tell you this. Notice the banner on my Facebook that it doesn't say anything paranormal on it? It's almost like I don't want to walk away from community. I want to walk away from such a drama of the community, if it makes sense of what I just said. Okay? First of all, we enjoy what we do. We enjoy the ghost stories, and nobody has the authority or even the trick or trade or whatever you want to call it to take that away from us. Nobody. Okay? I don't care where they come from, who they are, whatever. Nobody has that. I don't have to be linked to the best shows or anything like that. I don't have to follow and be under the shadow of no one that you know. I'm not here to of course, we all need mentors, and that's for sure. But I know when it's going to be a good mentor to me, and that, you know, I'm very patient to seek a good mentor. But as to follow the footsteps of somebody just because there's a you know, some sort of popularity surrounding the person. I don't think, you know, I mean, we're adults, are we? First of all, I'm very objective in the things, and I respect each other's opinion, but I seriously have to stay away from some people that they're like an auto sabotage a party, if it makes sense what I'm just saying. I appreciate the information when giving, when they, the red alerts and all that, you know. How many red alerts have you received of me? You know, think about that. Everybody goes through this kind of thing. And if you haven't gone through it, you know, it doesn't mean that you're never going to go, you know, it's not going to be somewhere in the future. Every time that you want to do something that is, inspires you in any way, you're going to find a lot of resistance, and you may not understand why it comes this way, but forever, for whatever reason people have, as far as to be, you know, that obstacle or whatever, you know, I don't know. Some people have good reasons. Other people, you know, definitely is because they don't have nothing better to use. You know that we know a few people that are like that. That, you know, they have all the time in the world just to cause or intend to cause damage to other people, and that way they wish to gain popularity. Okay, they gain popularity because, hey, I'm the one over here that I'm going to put things in order. You know, that kind of mentality. I mean, respecting that, you have to decide where what is of more value to you. Okay, if it's something that you find any good value in it, well then, good luck with that. If it's something that you find no value with it and you want to stay away, well, then good luck with that, too. You know, nobody's here trying to, you know, kind of like put rules onto you and anything like that. But whenever you find that there's certain conflict, and, you know, don't try to be the medium of that. All right. It's like if you're over there in that camp, don't try to bring problems to that camp. If you're right over here on this side, don't try to bring problems here to this side. Okay? If you feel that that is your tendency, then do your own circle. And maybe you'll attract people that are of your own liking. You know? And that way, if you want to be that, you know, that has to be of a constant, yes, I mean, we all have problems, but I can't see myself whining over it all the day, 24/7. I mean, come on, you be annoying to people. You be annoying to yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, gee, I'm annoying to myself. I'm always whining. I'm always causing problems. I'm always saying this. I'm always saying that. And people don't like me. And I wake up in the morning, go to Facebook and say hi, and nobody says nothing back to me or anything like that. You know what you bring and what kind of seeds you're planting. Okay? So at your age, act like an adult. I don't want to say names, but I'm very tempted to, because a lot has to do with let's say, you know, people want to portray things to make it seem more larger than life, you know? And, yeah, well, then it's cool because people respect me because I'm the one with the biggest feathers and I'm the one that dances the better. Or I'm that person that people say, oh, he's so cool, she's so cool, I want to be like her, I want to be like him, you know? Oh my God. So there's a lot of ego trips out there, and you will find them all shapes and sizes, and oh my goodness. And then you sit down, you decide, And I really hope that you sit down and you decide, you know. You sit down and you take a good look and you say, you know what, you know, I see myself following that. Or I see myself doing this too, right? There's a world of opportunities, but how you get it, oh my goodness, how you reach, how you get it, all the ways. When we started this show, we started talking with just one person. And we still talk about one person, you know. I don't have the ego trips, and I don't wish to have that kind of stupid mentality, because it sucks and it doesn't bring anything good. And especially when you're out there trying to reach out to people, it really just doesn't bring anything good. And I'll tell you an example why. When we try to be more than, you know, first of all, you know, your lies are not going to stay safe for a long time. That's for sure. You know, if you try to bring up and portray something that you're not, and it will work for a while, but then boom, 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 you know, everything comes out. All that truth things comes out. And then you need to respond to that. And then what happened? You don't want to respond to that. But it's much better to say, oh, now I'm going to get back to everybody that's ever, you know, oh, come on. No, 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 no. That's all messed up. The devil wants that. Huh? Evil people want that. When we started out with the paranormal thing, and like I said, you know, I'm staying here. I don't care. You want to make your own, make your own. But I'm staying here. I did it when I met Jorge Quevedo. He showed me a lot, and he passed away, right? And Rudy Mercigler showed me a lot. He passed away too. I had good mentors. And Nilchina, Wintucker, he passed away. And like I said, I still have his notes. And I still have his notes like he was going to pass away. He wrote notes to me that has the date, and it's almost like a farewell. Every note that he left me in writing, it was like a farewell. And he made, I'm talking about, hey folks, I'm not making sense, please let me know. I'm talking about Nilchina, who passed away on the week of January of this year. He's the one that gave me the name Wolfpaw, okay? The chief of the Eagle Clan. I don't care what other people think, because there's a lot of issues in Indian country, specifically with the Apache, you know. And I'm pretty much, because, you know, they get pissed. They say, you never talk about this. You never say anything about it. You're always talking about ghosts. You always like with the, you know, with the white people. And I'm thinking, shut up. Yeah. Shoot. Shut up. First of all, you know, what is it that I need to start saying things that other people, come on, you know, if you want to say something, go, you know, okay, we invite you to a dialogue. Don't criticize me of what I say, how I wake up in the morning, or how I go to sleep at night. Come on, I'm 47 years old. I'm not a kid anymore. I may not look smart, but I'm not stupid. I'm not that much intelligent, but I'm not, you know. I know enough to understand, you know, where you're coming from when it comes to all this. And dysfunctional as many of our groups can be, we're still family. Okay, if you want to, you don't need to, but if you want to, we are still family. And that is what I will always stand for. And I'm tired of all these attacks and things and people and seeing people get hurt for no reason and all that. It's so stupid. So if you think that my station or show is going to be a platform for that, no, we're going to talk things that make good sense. We are. But I hurt deeply when I see a man attacking a woman. I go crazy when I see something like that. Even if it's somebody that has hurt me, I still my reasoning still kicks in and say that needs to be stopped. But I'm not a leader, you know? I'm not a leader of any nation or anything like that. And like I said, I talk about spirits and all that. I have my own spiritual beliefs and ways. I'm not here trying to bestow them onto you. I'm not here to portray myself to be a medicine man or a healer or anything like that. I do talk with people. Nothing prevents me or tells me not to. Okay? I do listen. But I'm not there, you know, portraying that. When I'm trying to be as clear as I can. But if you're not what you say you are, though, what reasons you want to keep it up that way? You know? It doesn't make any sense. It's just like a big foolish game. It's a big, you know, offense. It's showing me that you have no sense of respect whatsoever. There is no freaking respect. When it comes to our spirituality, when it comes to, like, for example, we're doing the ghost hunts, and it says, oh, I'm Grand Chief Big Huevos, whatever freaking name you call yourself, okay? And you're not. Remember, there's so much tradition here, and our tradition is not to be mingled or played with. I don't play with the Amish. In fact, I said I want to own an Amish hat. I really do. That's my liking. And for whatever reason it is, it's my reason. It's what I want. If I want to collect hats, I want an Amish, authentic Amish hat. I've said that for quite a while. I still don't have it. Okay? But that doesn't make me an Amish. If I wear a bandana for whatever reason, you know, it is of my liking. If I have long or short hair for whatever reason, it is of my liking. But I cannot speak on behalf of a community that I don't belong to. I cannot speak on behalf of something that I had known nothing about. I cannot say that I've done this and I've done that when it's not true. And if I do, I'm being a very dishonest person to you. And if I do, I'm not giving you a good service. You please understand that. Because we either tend to believe everything we see on the internet, or I don't know what the hell's going on, but I really, you know, urge you to make better judgment. And if you, you know, if you're an adult, and what's foolish, and when I see all these games of people that are shoot, I see it's either Facebook transforms them into little monsters or whatever. I have no idea what is going on. Well, you see, well, we talk about all these different subjects on it. Of course, we still said that we're going to stay away from drama. But it almost seems that drama doesn't want to go away. I did say that we cannot detach good from evil. I said that we cannot detach love from hate. So I'm pretty much standing my ground and being so serious of what it is, because I want you to know more like the platform. Mine is not a whining, oh, today, who said something that's so bad, that's this, that's that. But, you know, there's things that breaks the law. When you say things to people that, you know, when you allure them, even if it's through their spirituality, when you allure them, either way, you know, you have to be very careful, very careful. People take things, you know, very seriously. You don't know what the hell you're doing, right? So this message goes on to two people that I appreciate very much. One, I don't know what's going on. The other, I know why they're standing up for the truth. But You know, nobody here is perfect. Nobody here is perfect. And for whatever reason, if people still want to believe in Santa Claus, they will believe that Santa Claus is every man dressed in red and black with a white beard and that sack full of boxes, empty boxes, and they'll still see it as toys for all the children in the world. And they will still believe that there's a list of naughty and nice and all that, and that person is traveling around with a sled flying all over the world doing that. There's people that believe in that. So if you're a believer of Santa Claus, respect the believers of Santa Claus, for heaven's sake. If you're a believer of whatever, you know, I'm thinking we've lived so messed up. But people choose to live messed up. You know, that's the difference. We've gone through many different situations, but people still want to be, stuck in the mud or something like that. I don't want to be like that. So respect my decisions if I walk away from you. Respect my decisions if I have to tell you something that, you know, what you're bringing here is not of my liking. So I'll have to let you go. Whatever what is, you know, respect that. I'm respecting your place too, but don't try to, you know, tell me something, act another way, because that hurts me a lot when I see it, because it makes me think you really think I'm stupid, you really think I'm dumb. You're not realizing that I'm seeing things from inside out and from above and from underneath and from all over. Why? There's been reason. And I like I said, I try my best to stay on the good side of things. But things remain on the good side, and it has to remain on the good side for both. So I'm very happy. It might have sounded like I'm a little upset. I'm a little hurt for what I see, because when I see, you know, I see my friend hurt, it hurts me. When I see the one that doesn't or want to respond, or I don't even know, for, you know, I'm barely learning about new things right now, and I'm kind of like debating, am I in or am I not? Because I have to say I'm in. When it has to do with culture, when it has to do with culture, people and you that are out there listening to me, I do the paranormal, right? And I don't bring my culture to it. I don't bring my community to it. Whoever wants to is free to, but I do not drag them down. If I dress up with some way or anything, it's because I can. Okay? It's because I can. Seriously, I can. Right? But if it's being used in a way that it is to be of a theatrical, if it's used as a theatrical thing, well then, it's better that what you see be announced to be a theatrical thing of not a reality, okay? Because remember that I said that I have a background in theater. So if I am dressed up as an Amish and I am portraying the Amish for the play, I'm performing as an actor, okay? So in that case, it is understandable. And then you say, you know what? Marvelous. Your character was well portrayed. But if you sustain in the fact that you are such thing, and you're making use of words that come from others, that you're making use of something that you really, maybe it's your dream. Maybe it's your dream. But if you're not a real representative like in traditional way, I don't understand and I don't comprehend how is it that people can do something like that. I don't understand. I don't have any clue of why, you know, you would want to call yourself I've never done that, and I know people that are what they call the medicine man. I know and I respect them. And you know when you are in front of one because you feel it, right? First of all, I've not met one on Facebook, okay? So that's my opinion, Ryle. I don't want you to get all upset. Now I go, oh, what you say? So you're not recognizing me as a medicine man? No. I'm saying that I've not met one on Facebook. But you, I respect whoever you consult. I respect whoever you visit. Now, man, here I am trying to share a point of view, and all I see is of people that I feel that, wow, you can teach me how to be an Indian. You can teach me much more than that, but it's all confusing. And let me get to the point. I respect that, and no offense to any of the people that I see. I saw this man question, and there's like things that don't match according to some people. Oh man, seriously, I have to take that deep breath. It's the moment whether you say the name or not. I'm just gonna leave it that way. I don't want to entertain the devil. Screw him. Screw the devil. I don't want to do that. But I do have to say this. If I catch anybody out there that is portraying to be something that has to be with Native American culture and is trying to sell it out to people like of authentic or something that is, it's the real deal, and you have no background with that, I'm going to go after you. I'm going to have to bring you to the show and have a good talk with you. It's not my style, but when I see somebody that on top of that is attacking someone that is very close to me and from my circle, from my group, don't think that I stand with my arms crossed. I will not do that. Well, I'll give the benefit of the doubt, but you have a lot to look after. And I'm not scared. I don't scare easy, and I don't give a crap, you know, of who says what about me. It's better that you say it about me, but not my sister. Not my sister. I would not give you 1 second of pleasure for that. Okay? And whoever follows, screw that too. Because it means that your mind must be as twisted as the other. And like I said, I have no fear when it comes to that. Please respect my people. Please respect my culture. If you don't have any respect for that, well then go fuck yourself. Okay? But don't think that I'm going to stand with my arms crossed. And I'm not going to be putting up with this crap any longer. And don't think that, first of all, it's going to affect our way of doing our radio or anything like that. I'm still a happy guy that stands in front of the microphone and talks to people with the heart. But do not try to fool people with that cheap crap medicine or anything like that. You know, first of all, I respect the good medicine, and we talk about changing poison into medicine, not making poison, but more poison off the people. Not my friend, not my family. I will not allow anyone to put them through any pain like that. If I have the means or words to say and stop, I will do that. But no, no, enough is enough. And you are a public figure. On TV, for heaven freaking sakes, you know. Do not point your finger, and I don't even give a crap. But really, not my sister. not my sister. That sister that you're talking about is someone that does paranormal investigations with me. Do you understand? So if there's somebody that can talk about Native culture, whatever, you know, is us. But if I rather leave it out and do my investigations in peace, you know, that's what I'm doing. And I share with other people too. And I have 5,000 friends too. So nothing is going to freaking scare me when it comes to that. But do not insult our intelligence. When we look at things and some things don't match, it doesn't match. Okay? But we're not here to throw dirt at each other. The only way that dirt is being thrown is when you're trying to take something away from us that does not belong to you. So if it doesn't belong to you, how dare you try to take it away? How dare you try to portray it in front of other people? That's so bad. And I'm not happy in that part. I feel when I went to bed last night, I felt the pain of my sister. You know? And that's very bad. And I will always stand for her. And I'm a friend of yours. But I see that you have multiple Facebook pages and each one with a different, the same Facebook, but different name. There's only one gray wolf that I know, and he's in California. And I know that there are many gray wolves out there, but I respect each and every one of them. And if there's a medicine, like you call the wolf medicine, you know, that doesn't belong to you, my friend. That doesn't belong to you. So don't try to take something that doesn't belong to you and make it yours and try to fool other people that way. And whoever wants to be fooled, well, then good luck with that. Okay? But we did not provoke people. We didn't wake up this morning to start provoking people, but we're not going to let other people just, you know, how dare you? Here, you know, freaking move out of the way that I'm walking through. All right? Just because they have a good show, according to them, all right, means that, no, I hate to be belittled by people that want to even portray to be something like us when they're not. So screw that. And yes, we're going to have awesome shows. And yes, we're going to have awesome activities. And yes, we're going to have our own station. And yes, we're going to stay with the stations that we already are. But listen, don't take my smiles and my giggles, you know, and think that because I don't have that preparation and all those medals and all that thing and blah, 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 you know, that there's not an ounce of goodness in me. I am a good person, but do not take that as a weakness, because I do, and really, you know, I pray for good things to happen, not only to my sister that needs to have a good smile on her face today, because if there's someone that I do respect is all that she's done, and she's a veteran, and she's a person that has that is of good standing with people. And not always what she says is going to be a, well, you know, she could, I tell you this, you know, she can kick anybody's butt without help of nobody. but really, it hurts. It hurts still. And you're a good man, too. I want to think about that you're a good man, too. And I don't want you to think that this is something personal that I have against you. You make it personal when you hit, you know, my sister and like that. And I don't want that to happen. Respecting that you're from a TV show, okay? Respecting that you're from a TV show and you do conferences and all that stuff, and you wear more Native American things on you than I wear myself. I'll tell you the truth, man. That's crazy. You wear more things. I bet you have a bigger regalia than I ever dreamed of, you know. But again, those are material stuff. Things that I have are meaningful to me. Okay? So I'm not here trying to look better, sound louder, sound clearer than you. I'm here saying that I've this thing has come to my attention since yesterday. And I woke up today seeing that my good sister is sad and she feels sick, but she doesn't feel sick for what is being said. She feels sick for what is being said to other people that is not true, but nothing that has to do with her, if it makes sense of what I'm saying, folks, is because there's a lot of things that do not correlate when it comes to this person. But I, you know, am not here setting the attack. I'm just here saying, you know, that if it's not true, you know, and you believe that you want to follow that, well, then good for you. But do not attack, at your age, do not attack other people that have nothing to do with your bullcrap. All right? We have nothing to do with that. And like I said, you wear more Indian stuff than I ever put on myself. And it's almost like ridiculous. Well, when I see that, whenever I see somebody jump and say, I'm a shaman, I'm a medicine man, and I'm like the real McCoy, the real deal here, I look at that person very carefully, okay? Because I know that that's not the way we find and we connect to our mentors, all right? So whatever you want to keep believing Facebook, or you kind of keep using Facebook as a tool to attack people and all that stuff, good luck with that. I'd rather stay and throw everything away and start all over again and zero from scrap if I'm going to let that be a foundation for what we're doing. For what we're doing, that kind of thing has no foundation and it's no part of it. Okay? I'd rather be the dumbest show on the internet, but one that I do with love. And one that I, whenever we talk, whatever we share here, be of you know, liking to just that one person, okay? That's all that matters to me, that one person, not the whole 105,000. I can't even count just to that one person. That makes it more personal. That makes it more, you know, something that I enjoy doing. But if I am not a freaking rocket scientist, I will not put it up on my resume. If I'm not that kind of, I will not put that up on writing. You know, if I am not of that, I will not put that up on writing either. And like I said, you decide. It's up to you. Are we adults? Of course we are. Am I going to be rocking and rolling pretty soon? Of course I am. You know that I try to play the Rolling Stones and all that stuff, and then it says, hey, you need a license for that. I stepped on the brake, for real? Well, tell me where I get the license. I'll get that license, and then I'm good to go to play any music I want to. That's what's going to happen. Okay? So it's pretty cool. And about the hosting, bringing other people on to make other shows, yes. Yes, that's a good question. Yes, we're going to be doing that. And any other question? Oh, you. Yes, you. That person with the pink hat over there at the back. You have any question for me? Yes, good question too. When is that going to happen? As soon as I get off the other 5% of right now, we're at the whatever it means my SQL. So that's the stage where we are right now. So we're going to be doing that. Any other question from that? You, yeah, the fat guy with the beach ball. Do you have any question over there? Yes. We'll try to be 24/7 and we'll have other people's podcasts. The best podcast that we can find, we will put them up there. Yes, that was a good question too. High five. Many people think that I'm high-fiving somebody. You're crazy. A show that we'll be working on. This is what's coming up. I found myself a mountain man. I found myself someone that I'm going to be producing a show with. Let's try to say that it's going to be very difficult. But this is a person that has had contact with Bigfoot, Sasquatch. Yes. And I've seen pictures and I've seen footprints and all that. And we're basically just starting the conversation, and I think that if I'm able to get good audio from him, and knowing that he's up there, I will not disclose the area. I know that he will, but I will leave that up to him. Remember that I'll only be the producer and sound engineer of that show, but it is of all about Sasquatch. So who knows? Maybe we get a good audio from Sasquatch. We respect those things too. Don't think that I'm going to be aiding somebody that is out there to attack the big man. No, these are done with people that I respect, and if I don't respect it forever, for whatever reason there is a red flag that I should not do that show, well, I will respect all the red flags, okay, but benefit of the doubt will always be there, but I will respect the red flags. Yes, we will be producing other shows with other people, and we are also with the Paranormal Magazine. So that is what we are doing. Hopefully, by next week, we should have everything up. Remember that I said the same thing last week, but last week was spring break, and all my boys went out to spring break, and then it was hard to get them back. But right now, they're back on track. They're back in college. They're back in their jobs, and the communication is going to be within the weekend. Okay, because I work too, and I'm not here, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing that. Well, you know how it goes. Your life is busy too. My life is busy too also. So, whoo-hoo, what a show today, huh? It's I'm now looking at the chat room. Yes, it is we're working, and we're working to better things. So I have to thank a lot my good friends, Alenka. Thank you very much, because what you sent me is something that I will be wearing from now on. And I like the stone craft thing. It's very nice. And yes, about the Bigfoot, we're going to do that. Because, we you know, not everybody could. Everybody wants to talk about ghosts, all right? But somebody has to do Bigfoot. So that person over there that that we're going to be communicating with, that we already started. But, man, you know, when not having the cell phone, remember, not having the cell phone has made my communications in the evening, late evening, early mornings, okay? And whenever I have a good contact with you with the pad, if we're connected through Google Plus, and if we're not, try to connect with me through Google Plus. Private messages, I will read through there when I'm at work. There's so much restriction with the Wi-Fi, but I'm still able to send and receive message through Skype, send and receive message through Hangout, which is Google. Of course, the email, I can see the email. When I come back over here, remember that I have the phone. And I've been having many telecommunications coming through. One of these days, I'm going to do a show with a telecommunicator. All right. When those that do the telemarketing, I'm going to do a show. I'm going to put whoever calls is going to be doing that show with you. And we're going to have fun. So I'm going to let you try to sell the product that you're trying to sell to me. And we're going to have a show. It's going to be a very funny one. And it's going to be, of course, in the morning. So I'm just going to sit here and let the phone ring, because I know that as soon as I get off this phone, it's going to start ringing with a telemarketer. And we're just going to have a blast with that. He's going to be, or she's going to be working, I'm going to be working. It's all going to be cool. It's not trying to make fun, but we're just going to, you know, bring it and put it on air just for calling my number. You call my number when I'm doing a show. How dare you? What's your name? What you're selling? How can that product be good for me and for the people that are listening to the show? We did that in Walmart, you know that. Walmart, we walked the aisle and we put that guy with that do or dare. we were trying to get, I don't remember, was it Del Pepper and Vaseline or the plunger? I don't know what the hell I was doing. I don't even know how that show just came about. I don't remember how things happened, but we did one, and it was funny. And yes, when I see that guy, he looks at me and I says, I remember you. I remember you and that show. That's the chat room. The chat room, right? Yes, I do remember. Now, I don't have a clue why you wanted to buy a Del Pepper, a plunger, and Vaseline. Had no idea how that happened, but I don't want to be on that show anymore. I see him. We make good friends. He works in the technical department, and every time I have a question, I go to him, and we became good friends. So I get the best service from my local Walmart, Wally World. Yes, I do. And remember, as you support this this chat room, I will also support you. That sounds so stupid. I will support you because you support me. No, we're trying to do the best. And today is just it's just one of those open mic morning shows. And sorry for the F word, but you know I have it. I have a bag full of them. I'll bring them out every once in a while, but I don't intend to bring it out all the time. But yes, I'm in between what is that computer programming, and I'm knowing for the first time what is an operational system, right? And we're working with one, and I've learned how to activate a license through that. And right now, I'm learning a bit of what is MySQL. If you don't know anything about that, check it out on YouTube. That's a good source of information. But there are so many things that, and so many different videos put up with that. But that's where we're looking at and all that. It's pretty fun and to learn new things. And we were very determined to do that. So we stood by our word, and we've learned some good things. It's taken me a little longer because, of course, I have I'm on the outside most of the time, and we're on the road most of the time. So whenever I come back and I have the opportunity to learn something new, I do apply these new things to me. So it's we're learning some new stuff. And there's something that's out there called Roundtree. If you have anything that whenever you log on, like on YouTube, they have a lot of their commercials out that you can learn a lot of good things, for very cheap. These are good courses that you can take online, and it has to do with the computer programming. Everything that you need to know about computer to get you through, you can learn through that. And for what I've heard, some classes are about as low as $25, and it pays, a lot. I mean, for right now, for what I'm chasing, I'm chasing people that know a lot of these things. They say, yeah, we're going to go your way. We're going, Tony. We're going. Yeah, I can sit here and grow more gray hairs and that, and I'll never see them. But if you go to Roundtree for $25, you can learn a lot about computer programming, about web designs and all that stuff. It pays, okay? So this is a free commercial for them, in fact. If you are out there and that need, go check them out. They're on YouTube, and have fun with that. And, go to their website, too, and log on to whatever classes they have. Thank you very much for being part of the chat room today. And it's been a wonderful whatever morning. It's Thursday, right? Okay, we're very close to the weekend. So I hope to see you very soon, okay? Be safe, be loved, and goodbye, everyone.